Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
There were by-elections in KZN. And MK emerged victorious in a couple of wards, right? Now, the thing with by-elections is it's really just based on the momentum of the last elections. It's not necessarily that people are running on new ideas or anything like that. So you could call it the residual results of the last elections, right? But because of how far in we are in the year and how close we are, for example, to the local elections, it could also be an indication of how well a party is doing or how badly a party is doing. Mm-hmm. Now, in the case of KZN, I found that the MK party was still a lot stronger than people may have realized, and the ANC continues to be weakened. And you can draw two things out of that. One, you can go, okay, the MK party, I suppose, under the leadership of Floyd Shivambu, is getting stronger, and there's a lot more progress happening. Or you can then go, the ANC is further disintegrating, and the MK party just happens to be the beneficiary of that. If you were to read the news, everything we read about MK points to the MK party falling apart. MK.
Okay.
Yeah, MK party falling apart. Because there's obviously infighting. Yep. Some people, we are told, don't get along with Floyd Shivambu, etc. and so on. The ANC, you don't even need to read the headlines to know what's going on over there, right? There's been less infighting in the ANC as of late, funny enough. But its strength and its showing has been very, very weakened. So my question is, seeing what you saw in KZN, what is your belief? Is your belief that the MK is getting stronger or that the ANC is getting weaker?
MK is definitely getting stronger, especially in a province like KZN. And if you look at the personnel that they have, Floyd Shivambu is probably a big coup for them getting over from the EFF and going to MK. But also the people that were still there. So some of the founding members of the MK had and still have some sort of influence in the province, and especially former President Jacob Zuma. But when you look at it, and you mentioned the dynamics of the party itself and the infighting, that could be something that in future could destabilize it. But for now, from the optics point of view, they look very strong, and especially in a province like KZN.
Okay, so is that surprising to you?
No, that's not surprising to me, man. But I really don't want to credit MK doing, you know, well to Floyd. I really feel like the true test of the MK, I mean, God forbid, no one lives forever. But when the old man does kick the bucket, then we will know
how strong it truly is.
Because there's also infighting within the MK. So for me, I'm going to credit that to Jacob Zuma being still very popular within KZN. And obviously the ANC is falling apart. Everybody, it's almost like the jig is over. People are seeing, you know, that this is what we've always been voting for. It reminds me almost of Mandela. Even when it's a local election or a by-election, old people would say we're voting for whoever's representing the ANC because of the old man. And it's a similar thing that's happening in KZN, in my opinion.
Fundo, I was personally surprised, I'm not going to lie. Because I did feel like the MK had squandered the opportunity and the advantage.
Yeah. You know, I think I'd agree with Saul that the person of former President Jacob Zuma is really what everybody's rallying behind right now. The MK is a bit too distracted. There are too many internal squabbles. They're actually disintegrating right before our eyes, honestly speaking, because what we even saw with the EFF and the Democratic Alliance being the ones to contest the VAT was problematic because they were supposed to be right on the money and among the first to take that matter and challenge it in court. They weren't because it's just too much internal strife. And then as for the ANC itself, it has been weakened, but like you said, of late there seems to be some sort of peace among them in KwaZulu-Natal, but the MK right now, it was quite surprising that they would win by elections because they're far too distracted. So I'd attribute any sort of success to just brand Jacob Zuma.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Give us a shout, 086-000-00959. I know that we're going to get a lot from ANC voters because they actually feel like they stand a very good chance these days. They speak of renewal. They speak of a new energy. They're reinvigorated. So let's see if indeed that is the case.
Me and Sizwe, being from KwaZulu-Natal, we know very well that before Zuma became president of the ANC, there was no ANC presence in KwaZulu-Natal. It was all IFP. And the main reason why MK looks like it's getting strong or whatever is just because of the reason that uZuma is there. Sivotela uZuma, sivotela umZulu wasekhaya. It's got nothing to do about politics or ANC getting weaker. It's just all about sivotela umZulu wasekhaya. And the MK is only surviving because Jacob Zuma is still alive. When Jacob Zuma leaves this earth, that party is going to collapse. But we are thankful to the MK for what they've done in the national election. Without them, we would still be with ANC today. So thank you so much, MK. But at the end of the day, it's a useless party.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? You thank the MK for what they've done in that they've disempowered the ANC. In so doing, they then became the lead opposition, right? Because the DA is in the GNU. Are they utilizing their opposition status adequately, according to you?
Hey, Sizwe Sol, welcome back. Siyabonga mphuma boy for ukubabambela. Ay, sula ANC inje nkonkothi ihleli phansi, ifana neKaizer Chiefs nje iyazithusela nje. Akuna next lapho, no results. MK party yona yiyo nje ukubabonisa ukuthi ubani.
That's funny.
First of all, the infight we MK yazi baziqalwa yini? Siqalwa yilabantu abangafune abafuna ubamba amaposition out to umuntu adeploye ku-government afuna ubamba iposition kwi-party. So uFloyd uqede yonke loo ndawo. That's why most of them bengamthandi, bengamfuni. Secondly, i-MK yes inama-fight wayo, but his is building because they are appointing structures kuma-regions and kuma-sub-regions ngoba sebecedile kuma-province. So i-MK is becoming stronger and stronger. Ungawari ngalama internal fights, they are not affecting i-movement yabantu on the ground floor. So ama-elections zanga bawa winner because of i-lenders contribution kaBongani Baloyi, who is the head of i-election kwi-MK.
Okay.
I understand mina ukuthi ANC was losing voters and abantu bebangasana any, but I think they're getting their groove back, and more especially since kaqala lento ye Afro Forum, this thing ye DA ama double standards. Like looking at the social media, yo, people were saying Afro Forum and DA, you guys are pushing us back to ANC. Congratulations. Are we taking our vote back to ANC? Yeah, but another way Rama handles in a corner in the Afro Forum and the Trump, people are starting to have faith on him. Because like on social media, you can tell people now are moving back to the ANC because of what the DA in the Afro Forum did and the way Cupcake I handling a corner the issue. So you don't be surprised. My Tara Itolama voters back again, ANC. It's all because of what happened recently about the US Afro Forum DA with its double standards. So that's my opinion.
Well, currently, ANC MPs are pushing for the DA to get kicked out of the GNU. Also, if you read headlines from this past weekend, there are some factions in the ANC that are also pushing for Fuile Mbalula to do the same. Whether or not it's going to happen, I don't know.
In relation to the MK, I think the brand of former President Jacob Zuma, definitely the main cause of them growing. And also ANC and the IFP, they're just scoring own goals, especially in KZN. There's infighting in ANC in KZN as well, just that it's not reported like MK is. But yeah, they're just scoring own goals left, right and center, especially with this bad thing they were with. But yeah, ANC, I believe they can blame everything on Mbalula. That guy is just shoot from the hip as an
ish.
KZN is not South Africa, man. The results in KZN doesn't determine the results in South Africa. There's 8 other provinces where ANC is strong, man. I know. MK, she's so amaje. Masa chableli kehla. I kehla malishi. I know. Gapela ng MK. No, ANC will still rule this country. No matter what. I mean, I still say so. ANC will still rule this country.
Do you remember Brenda Fassie's song, Promises, Promises? I think every time the ANC addresses the people, I think in the background, Promises, promises. Akuna renewal next lana. ANC akuna la iya khona. ANC is done. I can tell you now. It's done. They done. Promises. Promises. That's what they give people.
Hey.
Morning, Kai 959. It's my birthday. Boo, 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 boo. On the issue of EMK, all these political parties, they're going to self-implode. We don't have structures in our government that even our leaders respect. But Dala, I don't think their thoughts and how they process things suits what's happening right now on the ground. Basa hleli kwi dream world ya apartheid ne liberation. Asazike.
Mhm. Dream world indeed. And also happy birthday to you. So, should we sing or nah?
Let's sing, man. Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear listener. Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip, hooray!
So many birthdays today. We're going to be singing a lot.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.